It was tough, of course it was, but you know, apart from the way we defended, I thought we actually played some decent stuff. We contributed to must have been a decent game to watch for people. But first 30 minutes especially, Dunfermline's passing and movement was really good, clinical. I mean, you look at the attacking players they had on their side, and we're a pretty new team, and probably we needed that to a certain extent, because everything's been too good at the minute. Pre-season's been exceeded all expectations, so that was a wee wake-up call for us, especially defensively. But said to them at half-time, go and, you know, try and see if you can not lose the half, and I thought we gave a good account of ourselves in the second half. I thought we played some decent stuff.
Like you say, a good examination for your guys, because you probably won't face that every week in League 2.
No, we won't face that, and that's what I said to them after the game there, that we need to try and, you know, do that to teams in our league. Dunfermline's tempo was really high at the start, and we really struggled to live with it. And I said their movement was really good. The boy Higginbottom was fantastic for the first 30 minutes, and he came into positions that, you know, in between the lines and whatever, we just didn't cope with it. And but to be fair, I think we'd a good few shots at goal, and you know, apart from the scoreline, I actually thought we'd done okay in possession.
Sampson's first.
Nah, he struggled. They didn't quite know what I think with the movement, and we tried to tell him to play against Dean Shields, and Dean Shields was clever. He kept taking him away back into defence, and therefore we were getting cut open a wee bit. So he struggled, but you know, generally that was really good for our fitness, because it's for part-time teams it's hard to get up to speed, but we certainly get a good run around there, which we knew would happen anyway.